CBS presents this program in color.
Car.
We can't stall any much longer. We've taken care of everything on the list.
Bust everything and start all over again.
That's what we're doing now.
Why is the loading of the truck taking so long?
When you're loading a truck with TNT, haste really makes waste.
Got all the fuses tied in safe?
Yeah. Just have to hook them up to the truck's battery and then night at 12 o'clock, boy. Bubble!
Colonel Hogan, I trust your men have my car ready as you promised they would.
Been hard at it since daylight, sir. They're expert mechanics. Wouldn't know how to do anything but a good job.
I just opened the door and it fell off.
Just a suggestion, sir. I'd have that door fixed if I were you.
You're the mechanics. Why didn't you fix it?
It's not on the list, sir.
Our door wasn't on the list because I didn't think there was anything wrong with it when I wrote the list.
I'll buy that, sir.
Thank you, Colonel.
I mean, I know the truth when I hear it. Of course, we don't hear from you too often, do we? Sorry, sir.
Hogan, I want my car.
You'll have it, sir, sooner than you expect.
How can it be sooner than I expect when it is already later than I thought? Hogan, I have a dinner date, and I want my car by 7 o'clock sharp.
You'll have it, sir. You have my promise.
I can have your promise anytime. This time I want my car.
Marshal! I'm sneaking a rest from Commandant King.
He has been driving me crazy.
It's what you need. You might get rid of some of that blubber.
I don't mind carrying a few extra pounds.
Good, here's a few more you can carry.
Very good of you to offer your help, Schultz. We can use it.
I didn't offer anything. Why should I do your work when I'm hiding here from my work?
Suit yourself. Hey, Kent, you want to knock over some coffee and cake?
Right, coffee and cake. What kind of a cake?
Just the richest, thickest, creamiest chocolate cake you ever laid eyes on.
And eyes are all you're gonna lay on it, mate. The rest of your fat face can stay where it is.
I wouldn't touch a crumb, even if you asked me.
Were you thinking of asking me?
Nope. Not at all.
I'm glad. No matter how hungry I am, I refuse to eat your cake. And I'm so hungry I could eat anything.
Oh, that is a shame.
It's a dirty, rotten shame, but I'm not complaining. A little starvation doesn't hurt anybody. I grit my teeth, tighten my belt, and fall on my knees and beg for a little bit of cake.
We gotta finish loading the truck first.
I'll help you.
Hey, watch it! Trying to blow up this whole camp? That crate's loaded with...
Cage!
Loaded with what?
Don't ask me. I can't read German.
All right, now, Carter. You follow Newkirk in Klink's car. Tell the guard you're road testing it.
Yes, sir.
Newkirk, you drive the truck. Park it here by the bottling plant.
So that's where they're making a ball bearing.
Formidable. An old deserted bottle factory turned into a ball bearing plant.
Yeah, which that truck's gonna turn into an old deserted vacant lot.
And the explosion should pull the SS force away from the fuel tanks here.
Making it a nice piece of cake for the underground to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But won't they send the troops from the railroad depot to cover?
Yeah, we're counting on it. If they do, underground units 4 and 5 will move into the rail depot.
Oh, they're going to have to time that pretty close.
Everything depends on that truck blowing up on time.
It will, sir.
Kench, from now on, all communications for this operation use the code name delivery truck.
Right, Colonel.
Delivery truck, very good. Have you noticed how much more clever the code names are lately?
I think intelligence has turned it over to an advertising agency.
Oh, that's our signal, Grant.
It's leader four.
Stuger?
General Hogan, we have just received new orders to prepare for an attack on Starlight 16. I thought our target was the railroad depot.
It is. Who changed the orders?
The new area commander, Colonel X.
Colonel X? Who's he?
He's supposed to be an escaped prisoner of war. He took over Unit 1 2 days ago. That's his right as the high-ranking island officer.
I don't care what his rank is. The original order still goes. Pass that along to the other units. Over and out. Wherever this Colonel X is, he's not going to ruin this one for us.
You want me to contact London, see what they got on him?
Well, they won't be receiving again for a couple of hours. Carter, Newkirk?
Yes, sir?
As soon as you've delivered that truck to the ball bearing plant, swing by Unit 1 headquarters. See what you can find out about this Colonel X.
Right, sir. Shall we observe or infiltrate, sir?
Better get an idea of the operation first. Could be a trap.
Right. That's exactly my thinking, sir. I'll bet that Colonel X is Gestapo and he's just sitting there waiting to nail all of us.
Fantastic. You know, I'm glad you're going along with me, Carter. You make simple everyday chores seem like real bloody adventures.
Oh, Colonel Klink, how lovely.
Allow me, my dear. Oh, Frau Hilda, after office hours, I don't think there's any need to be so formal.
No need at all, Colonel Klink.
Oh, if you really feel that way, please, let's drop the Colonel, shall we?
All right, Klink.
My first name is Wilhelm.
Let's go. I'm starved.
Oh, my dear.
I didn't have any lunch today.
Oh, the car's waiting right outside.
Hardly any breakfast either.
Oh, please. Allow me.
Thank you, Klink.
Wilhelm!
What is that?
Schultz! Schultz, where's my car? Herr Grenant, it's still being fixed. Colonel Hogan had two men working all night long to be sure that the car is ready and waiting tomorrow morning, like he promised.
He promised it would be ready and waiting tonight. Instead, we are ready and still waiting.
We are ready and still waiting. Very clever. It's good that you can joke about it.
Oh, shut up, you thunderhead.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
I think I'm going to have a headache.
We can't go to dinner in that.
I know I'm going to have a headache.
Oh, Herr Commandant. Colonel Hogan had his men put on this sidecar so you don't have to go to dinner in a sanitation truck.
Well, I'm all for that. How about you, Hilda?
I've got a headache.
Oh, you have a headache because you're hungry.
No. The headache took my appetite away. Good night, Colonel.
Can I give you a ride to the gate? Huh?
But I'd rather walk.
She didn't even take her corsage.
Why don't you call another girl while it's still fresh?
Why don't you keep your stupid suggestions in your big fat mouth? The finest food, the finest wines, I told them. How am I supposed to enjoy an 8-course dinner all by myself?
I'm not doing anything tonight.
Oh, but you are doing something tonight. You're standing outside guarding my last means of transportation. Holborn's rats, Taylor Schultz!
Jawohl, Herr Colonel. I guess it hasn't been used lately.
I hope it's a long time before it's used again. Taylor Schultz!
Ah! Hey, come on, hold on to your hands, here we go!
Hoping you'd show up.
What are you doing on guard duty? Why did you come back?
Colonel X said he was short of men and said we're volunteering to join his outfit.
Carter, you're a prisoner of war. You're confined to a prison camp. You just can't come and go as you please.
Well, I know that. And we told that to Colonel X, but he just wouldn't listen.
Well, I'm going to tell it to him. Where is this screwball?
Right through that door. Oh, you have to check with his aide first. We have to make sure you weren't a Gestapo agent out to shoot him.
Not me. I'm an American officer about to wring his neck. You're the aide?
Yes, sir.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say, sir. You see, Colonel X's life is in constant danger, and should any harm come to him, it would be a devastating blow to the German war effort.
A cold chill just swept over me as a name came to mind.
Name of who, sir?
Please don't tell me. The mysterious Colonel X is our Colonel Crittenden?
Indeed he is, Hogan. Back in the thick of things and ready for a bit of fox and hounds with Jerry. Can't tell you how good it is to see you again.
I can't tell you how it is to see you again, too, Colonel.
But they couldn't imprison my spirit. The moment I entered cell Arc 16, I had one thought. Escape. Somehow, some way, I would escape.
You certainly did. Look, Crittenden.
Actually, I think the most exciting part is the escape itself.
Mm-hmm. You had me on the edge of my seat with that.
You mean I already told you that part?
Yeah, it's the most exciting part.
Yes, that's it, all right. Mm-hmm. Look, guess the old thinking cap isn't on snug enough, eh, what? Ha ha! It's strange you know this new command. Heavy lies the head that wears the crown, what? So, of course, I did have Crittenden's commandos to help me.
Crittenden's commandos?
Yes, the 10 men who were with me on that daring escape I just told you about.
Yeah, the 10 men who escaped with you.
Those are the chaps. Carefully chosen, I assure you. You'll be hard-pressed to find a better fighting force. I'd be glad when they're with me again.
Where are they?
Back in Stalag 16. Caught a bit of rotten luck last week. They were out on patrol and they ran into an armed farmer.
Farmer? One farmer?
Ah, remember, he was armed. Had a six-pronged pitchfork, and he knew how to use it.
Farmers are good with a pitchfork, all right.
What devils. Walked right into an ambush. Didn't stand a chance. But I have a plan to break them out. New cut! Sir! Where are those top-secret plans for the surprise attack on Stalag 16?
Right behind you, sir, on the wall where you tacked them up.
Oh, yes. There they are.
I'm afraid I've got orders that may delay your operation, Colonel.
I'm in command here, Hogan. I give the orders, not you, nor anyone else.
These are from London.
They'll be obeyed to the letter. And I shall be with you every step of the way. Now, what do we do first?
First, I need a volunteer for a very dangerous assignment. Mm-hmm. He must be a man with courage and superior intelligence. Mm. Got any suggestions?
Courage, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Superior intelligence.
Well, the only person I know that fits that description, sir, would be Colonel Crittenden.
By George, he's right. Colonel Crittenden volunteering for duty, sir.
It's grand as who, sir. I guess I have no alternative but to accept. Do you happen to have a map of this area?
Certainly. I've got one right in here somewhere. Map. I've got my ears in maps here somewhere. Ah, here we are.
All right, now the man... Colonel, you've given me the directions for assembling your radio set.
So it is. No wonder none of the towns look familiar.
Let me make a sketch for you. This is the main road from Hammelburg. This is the Arnheim Ball Bearing Works. It's an old bottling plant.
Right. I take it my job is to destroy the factory, eh? Ha! I like that. I was with a demolition squad once. Fine lads. May they rest in peace.
That part is already taken care of. Your job is to make sure that the bombs go off at exactly 2400. Mm-hmm. And you radio me the damage report. Now, is that all clear? You want me to write it out for you?
Don't bother. I'm gifted with total recall. I can even recite all the Shakespeare plays I saw as a boy.
Let me write it out for you.
Don't believe me, eh? All right. Here is what you said, word for word. Would you care to hear The Merchant of Venice? The quality of mercy is...
Mercy is not strained.
It is not strained. It droppeth like the... Don't tell me.
Gentle rain from heaven.
A gentle rain from heaven. To be or not to be.
So far, everything's going according to plan, right?
Couldn't be better. Getting that truck full of TNT out of here was the only thing that had me worried.
Nothing to it. Now it's just sitting there at the plant, ticking off the second still boom time.
Everything is going perfect.
Then why do I have this feeling of impending disaster?
I think that's from seeing Crittenden. He leaves everyone feeling that way.
Crittenden is where he can't do any damage. He's the one thing you don't have to worry about.
He's the one thing I always worry about.
We got it made now, sir.
Yeah, an awful lot can happen in 2 hours.
Achtung, chaps!
That awful lot that can happen just did.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the ball bearing plant waiting to report on the damage.
There was no damage and there was no explosion. I waited for some time past the appointed hour, but you've come a cropper on this one, Hogan, old boy.
The appointed hour is still 2 hours away.
I'm afraid your watch is a little tardy. You said...
I said 2400.
Quite so. That's 9 p.m. mufti time.
2400 is midnight.
No, Hogan. Those figures used to confuse me, too. You see, 2400 is 9 p.m. You see, 2 and 4 is 6, and 6 into 24 goes 4 times. So what's 6 and 4? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. By George, it's 10. Oh, that's a good one. We were both wrong. Your explosion is set to go off at 10 o'clock. Well, cheer up, chaps. You haven't pulled a bone out this time. It's almost 10 now. Why don't I hop in the truck and buzz back for a look-see?
Truck? What truck?
The Jerry truck that was parked at the ball bearing factory.
Colonel Hogan, could that be?
Of course it is.
Keys were in it, with his helmet and top coat. My guardian angel was looking after me tonight, wasn't he?
He's going to be looking you right in the eye if you park that truck nearby. Where'd you leave it?
Right beside the barracks. Our barracks?
Hey, sir, we got to get that out of here.
Why all this fuss about a silly truck?
Because that silly truck happens to be loaded with TNT, set to go off at midnight.
So that's how you were going to blow up the factory. Juicily good plan, Hogan. Oh, yes, smashing plan.
Thanks a lot, Crittenden. But there's just one thing that I overlooked.
Indeed?
Yes, I didn't see the possibility of some bonehead finding the truck and driving off with it.
Well, I suppose that is a possibility, but frankly, I can't see it happening. Besides, I already have the truck, so that solves that problem right there.
Sir, time's getting short.
Can't you just look outside and make sure everything is clear? Somebody's got to drive that truck back where it belongs.
Right, Colonel.
Here! Colonel Critton volunteering, sir.
Forget it. One of us will take care of it this time.
I think we got troubles.
All I know, the truck drove out, and later it drove in again. That's all I know.
It drove out, and later drove in again. You didn't think it was necessary to ask him why he was going out?
No, Herr Commandant. I don't think it was necessary to ask him why he was going out.
Explain why, please.
Because he was going in. I was not on duty when he was going out.
These are military vehicles used for military purposes only. Not to take drives to Lover's Lane with the Fräulein. Now, I'm posting a guard here with instructions to arrest that driver when he comes back.
Boy, when you get a feeling of impending disaster, it works like a charm, doesn't it?
And you don't have to wait very long for it either.
Now, the first thing we must do is not panic.
I already have. What's the second thing?
Seems simple to me. One of us slips up behind the guard, overpowers him, and drives away the truck.
Take another look at the guard, Crittenden. Corporal Kohler isn't too easy to overpower.
The bigger they come, the harder they fall, my judo instructor used to say.
You'll need more than your judo lessons with him.
Not when it's killer judo. When you have mastered the deadly art of KJ, as we call it, these hands become instruments of death. One finicky chop can snap a man's neck like a dry twig. I'll contact you when I get back to headquarters. If I were you, I wouldn't watch. That's the opening I've been waiting for. Ooh! Ah! Ow!
You're an Englander.
Yes, you're a German, aren't you? Hoffnick.
You are an Englander prisoner.
Just stay right there.
One more step and I'll be forced to use these. Just say we are. Go one more step, or these hands will strike to kill. All right. Sayonara!
You can question me until you're blue in the face, but I shall tell you nothing.
Oh, you shouldn't take that attitude, Colonel. These gentlemen went to a lot of trouble to come and see you. Surely there must be something you can tell them.
He will tell us everything.
Nothing. Now, I know you'll try to torture me.
Come, Crittenden, that's nonsense. Do these two gentlemen look as if they would torture a helpless prisoner? I think you'd better tell them everything they want to know.
Kinch has just connected the phone cable, sir, to Klink's office.
Take care of Hawksetter's car.
All set.
Make the call.
Now, Major Hawksetter, may I suggest that...
Klink, you have wasted enough of my time. He will talk soon enough at headquarters.
Sir, I am still the commandant of this camp.
Commandant!
Colonel Klink speaking.
This is Gestapo headquarters. Give me Major Hawksetter.
Just a moment. Sir, it's for you, Gestapo headquarters.
Major Hawksetter here.
Major, there's been trouble at the Arnheim plant. It looks like sabotage. They have suspects. They're holding for you.
I'll be right there. There's trouble at the ball bearing plant. Bring him along.
I assure you, Major Hofstetter, I had nothing to do with Quintin's being here. The commandant of the camp he escaped from is the one you want.
I'm in a hurry, Clint. We will discuss it later at your trial.
Yes, Major Hofstetter.
I've got a flat tire.
Oh, I'll have one of my men change it at once, sir.
Never mind. I'll take your staff car.
Oh, please do. Just try not to hit too many bumps. It always knocks off the sidecar.
That's something they put on a motorcycle.
Yes, sir. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. You see, my staff car's being repaired.
Then I'll take that truck, if the commandant has no objection.
As a matter of fact, Major Hofstetter,
I have no objections at all.
The factory should blow pretty soon now.
Forget it. I wonder if there's any chance Crittenden could have gotten away.
He might have used that killer judo to escape.
That's what he used to get captured.
You know, Colonel Crittenden, he was really a pretty good guy.
Hello again, chaps.
What are you doing back here?
He was caught trying to escape.
I did escape. Used killer judo on the guard, gave him a one-handed chop to the neck, and a two-handed conk on the head with a basket of towels. Then I jumped out of the truck.
Big deal. You still didn't get very far before you were caught.
Picked up by patrol, huh?
No. Ran into the same blasted farmer that ambushed my commando.
About that, right on the nose.
What was this?
A thundershoot. Weatherman said rain tonight.
He said to be sure to wear your helmet if you go outside. Expecting heavy showers of ball bearings in the area. New spark plugs?
Check.
Wash and wax job?
Check.
Put door on passenger side?
Check.
First, help me out of here. I feel as if I'm riding around in a bath.
Well, I'm sorry, Herr Commandant. I put you right on your feet.
Look, before you put me on my feet, get my feet out of the sidecar.
Jawohl, Herr
Commandant. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Now, Hogan, I want you to say, Colonel Klink, your car is ready.
All right. Colonel Klink, your car is almost ready.
No, almost. Just a simple sentence. Your car is ready now. Let's try it, shall we?
Your car is ready now.
Good.
But I just want to run down the checklist and make sure we haven't forgotten anything.
Forget about the checklist.
It looks just fine.
Sounds fine. Feels fine. It's just fine, Hogan.
But, Colonel...
Hands off. I'm in a hurry.
Fellas, think of anything we might have left out?
No.
The brake cable is all I can think of.